Skype of Cthulhu presents This Fire Shall Kill by Andre Bishop, part of The Stars Are Right, featuring Brent as the Keeper of Arcane Lore, Jonathan as Agent Fred Wilson, a.k.a. Agent Harvey, Sam as Marshal Harry Dresden, a.k.a. Agent Glavin, Corey as CIA Agent Nate Cranston, a.k.a. Agent Hendry, and Magnus as Dr. Wong, a.k.a. Delta Green Friendly Dr. Wong.
All right, from the top, let's recap what happened last session. If I remember correctly, we started off in the hotel room with Agent Green and Agent Glavin. Y'all left to meet Dr. Wong for breakfast, the friendly who brought in. He's just held up in the hospital right now. After quick introductions were made, y'all decided to go track down the private investigator who'd left his business card under Glavin's car windshield wiper. Arriving there at the PI's office, you saw a glimmer of a fire in the window. You also saw the black Ford F-150 truck pulling out. Bursting into his office, you saw the PI similarly dispatched by a flaming ball of fire, which Agent Glavin attempted to shoot. Dr. Wong and Agent Green were very smart and tried to use fire extinguishers unsuccessfully, and the creature escaped. Recovering Private Investigator Steve Wilson's notes, you discovered he'd been working for the deceased late Agent Garrett and found various interesting things like videotapes showing what appeared to be people leaving a temple and a warehouse, some notes the PI had made, etc., etc. After y'all returned to the hotel room, Agent Hendry, who's conspicuously absent, y'all dispatched to go sit on Robert Hardman's house over in the Twin Peaks neighborhood while y'all decided between going to the Friends of Iraq or to this slash temple. After some quick information gathering, y'all determined that Robert Hardman owned this warehouse temple. He was also a former Special Forces soldier in Iraq who brought over the young Iraqi boy who was deceased in the Golden Gate fire and an old man. And found out that during his time in Iraq, he was in a temple that was napalmed accidentally by the coalition. The only survivors of his unit, him and the old man and the young boy, who he sponsored for immigration to the U.S. So after we after that, y'all headed out to the temple warehouse, busted in, and went upstairs. Agent Green and Glavin found the old man playing with a ball of fire. And rather than listen to the keeper's helpful exposition, Agent Green summarily executed the old man. Which the ball of fire hurtled across the room, burrowed itself in Agent Green's chest, where Agent Glavin decided to try to pistol whip it, and his gun exploded. Dr. Wong ran upstairs with a fire extinguisher in a wooden box to the scene of carnage and promptly dialed 911. And I believe that's where we left off. Am I missing anything?
Well, I did place a call to Agent Barrett as well, but that's the very final thing that happened.
Yeah, you did that after you called EMS, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Okay. Well. So yes. Fun times.
Yes.
All right. Here, I want to start off with. I'm going to jump over to Corey since he was kind of out of it.
Yeah.
Sure. But I want to ask a quick question of you, Magnus. When you called 911.
Yes.
What exactly would Dr. Wong have said? Do you just want to tell what you might have said?
Well, in the case of the 911 call, I would have said that there are FBI agents down and the location and that they need an ambulance.
Would you tell them how they're injured? You're just saying FBI agents down. Do you elaborate any more than that?
I'd elaborate that they have a huge wound in their chest, but I'm not that kind of doctor that I can describe it any better, basically.
Damn it, man, I'm a physicist, not a physician.
Exactly.
Okay. That's what I wanted to hear, and I'll jump back to you when you're on the phone with Agent Barrett. All right, Agent Hendry, you were sitting outside Robert Hardman's rather well-to-do suburban ranch-style house in the Twin Peaks neighborhood. His home is located at the top of a hill, so he actually has a commanding view of the neighborhood. It's a nice, sprawling, probably four-bedroom, two-bath affair with an attached garage, nice fenced backyard. I'm going to kind of jump back a little bit in time with you. I'm going to say it's probably about noon, because you got done at the hospital, and then we'll say they asked you to go follow up on this. So,
okay.
At this point, what would you like to do? You're sitting out there in front of your Crown Vic, just sort of chilling.
I guess the first thing I would try to do. No, okay. Sorry. At what point? Sorry, I listened to last week's. At what point do we know the information that Hardiman is? Well, we already know he's part of this, obviously, because I'm here. So, okay, well,
this is before they left for the temple/warehouse. They asked you, hey, go check out Erdman's house. So,
okay. I guess I would first check out to see if there are any cameras or that sort of thing that are around the house. Do a visual of, you know, can I see any wide open windows and see if Hardman is hanging out in front doing anything or anything like that.
Okay. Spot hidden player.
Okay. No, 82 out of 45.
Okay, you don't see anybody home. You don't spot any cameras. Everything seems to be kind of quiet. I mean, it is the middle of the day on a weekday, so.
Okay. Let's see. Well, actually, what is around? Are there neighbors' yards, or you know, are these? I assume these are all fenced up and not easy to get into.
Yeah, it's a pretty typical and well-to-do suburb, so everyone got a fenced privacy fence. I mean, you know, there are some cars and driveways you can see, but not that many. I mean, it's middle of the day on a work day, so.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, so it's the area is not fenced or anything like that. His house in particular. I could just wander into his yard. His
yard is fenced.
The backyard is fenced. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess first off, I try to figure out, you know, what cars he owns, and see if there's any activity inside the house that I might be able to possibly try to get in there and see anything, particularly the garage.
There are no cars in the driveway, and the garage doors are down. Are you going to exit your vehicle and head up to the house?
I think I will. I don't know if I could use a hide or a sneak, but, you know, try to just make it inconspicuous that I'm just kind of wandering up there. Maybe I'm a.
You could. I would allow us either a straight tradecraft roll, or you could do a sneak plus a tradecraft roll at this point. The tradecraft is essentially to look nonchalant while you do this. So.
Yeah, no tradecraft, but I do have sneak, so I don't know how you want to do that.
Just go for sneak.
Lot 5. So out of sneak is 35.
Well, make sure and check the spot hidden that you rolled earlier if you haven't already checked it. And you did not impale on your sneak. You only rolled a 7, not a...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, gotcha.
Wait, cool. You needed to roll under a 7. Oh, you did impale, so put an eye next to your sneak.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So you've basically wandered up to the front door. You're kind of peeking in, or I guess around the windows there. Doesn't look like anybody's home. Looks kind of quiet. So you may have caught everybody out for the day.
Okay. So no cars in the garage. No cars in the garage or anything like that?
No, there are no cars in the garage. It looks like a 2-car garage. There are no cars in it currently.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I would actually take the chance here, and I'm going to try to get into the house somehow. Okay. See if there's a back door that's and actually, if I could, I will check for an alarm before I would do anything like that.
Okay. I guess that'd probably be an electrical repair, maybe, for that.
Ooh, okay, well, that's not going to.
Or a spot hidden at half, I guess. I'm not sure.
Okay, why don't we do that spot hidden at half? That might be more useful. 23. I missed it. Oh, by pretty one. Sure.
Now, do you want to try to get in through the front door, or do you want to try to go through the get around the back door?
Yeah, I think it would be in the back. Yeah, definitely would be around the back. So Yeah, just tried to I'm not strong at all, so I guess I'm trying to either look for an open window or something that's unlocked. They left
pistol,
a
pistol with it. That's
pistol with it. Yeah, that works out so well.
It would bounce off and hurt my hand, unfortunately, but you know. So yeah, just try to find something that's open.
The gate to the backyard is unlocked, so you can simply open the back gate and saunter back there. If you want to try to do that nonchalantly, it'll be another sneak roll.
Okay, I'll try. No, not at all nonchalant. Oh. So,
give me a luck roll.
Okay. That I made, that's probably a hard... Sorry, luck. Yeah, 25 out of 75, so a third.
Okay, cool. All right, nobody drives by... So you open the back gate and head into the backyard. The backyard is sprawling, obviously, since the house is pretty much on the top of this hill in this neighborhood. They have a rather extensive backyard. It's nicely terraced. You know, there's a little water feature. There's a little, you know, seating area with barbecue pit, some nice shrubbery and trees. And there's a rather large gazebo that is pretty much takes up the center piece of the peak there.
Okay. Okay.
Please attack the gazebo.
I was waiting for it. Thank you, Greg.
The gazebo. It's too large. No way.
Pistol whip the gazebo.
That's what we'll name this session. I pistol whip the gazebo.
Yeah.
Well, considering that there's... Yes, go ahead.
You can give me either a spot hidden at – you'll have to give it at a 1/5, so it'll be an impale, or you can do an architecture roll or both.
Architecture. Ugh. Yeah, and I'd have to do spot hidden.
You can always roll. It's an odd one.
Wow. I think I got it. I got odd 4, so out of 45, so I think that's an impale.
When you spot hidden?
Yes, spot hidden is 45. I got a 4.
Okay. Something strikes you as kind of odd about the gazebo. You can't quite put your finger on it, but something looks kind of weird about the way it's built.
Pistol with it.
Okay, well, I guess I would wander over there. Now, is there any other – you said there was a fire pit a barbecue or – was there a fire pit at all or anything like that?
There's no fire. There's barbecue, water feature. There's some shrubbery, little paths. I mean, it's nice. Landscape.
Sure. Yeah, I will go check the gazebo since that seems the immediate strange thing. So.
Okay. You're standing there at the gazebo. I mean, it's the chairs on it. It's just a gazebo. There are no chairs. There's gravel all the way around it. So there's actually a walk path around the gravel. I guess at this point, maybe a mechanical repair. You could try architecture if you want. You might want to try an ID at half as well if any of those fail.
Which at half?
ID at half, mechanical repair at normal, or architect at normal.
Yeah, I don't think I'm mechanical repair or architect. Okay, so I guess I got to try to do the ID at half. Holy wow, I'm rolling well. It's another impale. Well, it would be an impale, but it's 0/3 out of 50. Or sorry, 25.
Nice. You're having a Tom 25. Church moment. Nice.
Yeah.
y'all listen to RPPR public radio? RPPR play? Actual play?
I would have bet, yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah, they've got a guy on there called Tom Church who, I listen to the Call of Cthulhu games, but he only rolls successes or impale.
Nice.
It's kind of the point. The other players will go like, "Tom Church, ladies and gentlemen." So,
well, I can assure you, this is not going to last. So,
all right, you're looking at the gazebo, and you realize that what's funky about it is it almost seems like the base of it is raised off the ground, like it could you could move it maybe.
Ah, okay. Well, I will get down on my hands and knees and take a look underneath. You know, I guess if I could do a look to see if I have a little pocket flashlight on me.
Sure.
I do not. So I guess I'm just going to – it's a 85 out of 75. So, yes, I guess I will just take a look underneath and try to see if there's any mechanisms or, you know, if it is supposed to move, how it does move, that sort of thing.
Okay, as you're looking around, you realize that the planking that makes up the floor of the gazebo, there are gaps between planks, like on a deck, you know? So the gaps are about a quarter inch, and it's dark down there. And you realize that it drops for quite a distance. It doesn't drop just 6 inches to there. It drops quite a distance. And you can feel a slight breeze coming out from under there.
Okay. Okay, well, I think I will save that for later, because if I fall in there, I am going to be crazed. Actually, I guess I'll make note of that. And actually, you know, really quickly, I would call this in to, I don't know, whoever would be appropriate, either one of my teammates or or Barrett. And then I guess I would try to get to the house and try to see if I can get in there and see if I can get into his computers and see if there's anything I can find there.
Okay. I'll have that. Well, I'll deal with the call in a second. If you want to go try to open the back door, it'll be a locksmith roll, or you can try to jimmy the back door.
You know what? I think I will call my, you know, we can hold off on this. I think I'll call my folks and try to get their thoughts, because I am definitely not a guy to manhandle anything. And I don't have a
lot. We're going to say that you called them while they were en route to the warehouse. And you tell them about the mysterious gazebo in Robert Hartman's backyard.
It's huge.
Jonathan, if you're still leading, that's fine. You don't have to chime in. But Sam and Dr. Wong, we're kind of backtrack in time in the car. And however you want to advise him to deal with the gazebo of doom.
My advice for the gazebo of doom is wait for backup, because, you know, it's probably something bad. As for, you know, breaking into the house, pistol whipping is good.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Well, I agree with you there, Harry. I don't want to be, or Glavin. Excuse me, not an open line. You're Glavin. I don't know. Well, you think it's worth me breaking into the house at this point, or do we want to keep some secrets here before things go down?
Let's break him if he can. If he can't, we'll be done with the church shortly, and we will come and join you.
You mean the warehouse?
You know, okay, right, the warehouse. Okay, yeah, well, I'll get back to you. You know what? I have an idea. I might see if I can do some.
Don't do anything too stupid.
No, I won't. I'm not. I'm going to be very dead very quickly. I'm a desk jockey. I'm not an agent here. So, okay. Well, thanks for the help. Appreciate it. So, what I would try to note is there any like lower windows? My thoughts are probably getting like a glass cutter if I have a couple hours, and you know, just picking one of those and try to get in inconspicuously from some window that's behind a bush or something like that.
Yeah, there's some windows on the ground floor. Yeah.
That's okay. Well, that would be, I guess, my thought for the immediate future is I'll ride over to the hardware store and pick up a glass cutter and you know, some sort of thing for if they have something that takes panes of glass and holds them there while you're cutting. I would do that as well, because I think those are relatively cheap.
Okay.
So,
okay. Then here's what I need you to do. First, you'll need to give me a sneak roll to sneak out of the backyard nonchalantly again without being noticed.
No problem. Okay. Wow. Just made it 33 out of 35.
Okay. Excellent. And then I guess it would be two luck rolls to see about finding a glass cutter in a relatively quick, and then the suction cup thing.
Okay.
I guess you could just use a plunger down to it.
Yeah, well, or, you know, just use, you know, roll up some duct tape and stick it to it. That'd be fine, too. Holy crap. Yeah. Ot 4 out of 75 for the first one. And 36 out of 75 for the second. So, yeah.
Okay. We'll leave you shopping, and we're going to jump back to the warehouse of bungled attempts.
Excellent.
Okay. So, at the warehouse of Bungled Attempts, Dr. Wong.
Yes.
You've just gotten off the phone with the EMS, with the 911 dispatcher.
Yes.
You haven't even heard sirens yet because you're out in the warehouse district.
Yeah.
Agent answers the phone on the second ring. Barnett, go.
They're down. Both of them are down. They've been... they have huge
Dr. Wong?
Yes.
Who's down, Dr. Wong?
Glavin and... what's the other guy's name?
Green.
Glavin and Green.
Help me.
They're both down. I called an ambulance. The fire thing, it attacked them.
You did what?
Them. I called an ambulance.
You did what?
I called an ambulance.
What did you tell them exactly?
The agents are down. They have chest wounds.
Oh, God. Dr. Wong, I need to take a brief, deep breath.
Yes?
Deep breath. I need you to listen to me very carefully.
Yes?
Who all is in that temple right now other than Agent Green and Glavin?
I am, and nobody else.
Out of character. You're not telling him about the dead old man that Green shot in the head?
Oh.
He's laying across the floor?
Well, he's dead. Okay, but yes, and I will tell him about that. It's me, Green, Glavin, and the guy that they shot.
Okay, the two agents deceased.
One of them is definitely dead. The other one's holding on, I think.
Okay, here's what I need you to do. I need you to collect any evidence in that room that you can find. Papers, books, any items that look like they might be of an occult mystical nature. I need you to get Agent Glavin up and get him moving. Agent Green is the only one who fired a weapon, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what did Agent Glavin do? You said he's injured. Can you tell me what happened to him?
The fireball came and he tried to pistol whip it. And the gun exploded.
Is his weapon still identifiable?
It exploded. No, it's not. No.
Okay, grab all the forensic evidence you can, the papers, the books, anything else like that. Grab any remains of Glavin's gun you can, wake Glavin up, and get out of there as fast as you can.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
And then do you understand me, Dr. Wong? This is important.
Yes. You can trust me.
I will be dispatching another agent. I will be dispatching another agent to meet with you. He will take charge of this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Click. All right, so you tried and failed your first aid rolls on Glavin Green. So Glavin is still unconscious.
Yeah.
You just did that. But basically, if you want us to go around and start collecting stuff, then come back and try to slap him awake, we can do another roll after that. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna collect the things first, whatever I can find and whatever was told to collect.
You find some papers. You find what looks like a series of seven scrolls over on a little table. There's some papers written in English next to them. God, I'm sure I'm forgetting something out of character here. Basically, the most interesting things other than the wall hangings around the temple, the curtains and stuff, I mean, the most interesting thing would be the papers and the scrolls. So you might want to grab those real fast.
Yes, I'm definitely grabbing those.
You do find some pieces of wood and chisels. It looks like somebody was doing some wood carving, but nothing is finished.
Okay.
Then there's the big central fire pit made out of concrete blocks in the center, and there's some ash and bits and pieces of stuff in it. There's the old man dead with a hole drilled in the center of his forehead.
Yeah.
So,
well,
and
I'm getting the scrolls and the papers, and if there's any sort of small finished piece of the carving that I can take, I'll take that. And that's basically...
none of them look to be really in a finished state.
No, so. Then I'll just disregard that.
Okay.
If it's not
right,
finished,
Sam,
it's not going
to
be useful to
anyone. Okay, Sam, make me a con times five. Let's see if you gain consciousness.
All right.
And Magnus, go ahead and make me a listen roll.
Yeah. That's not going to end well.
All right. Con times five. Yes, I make it.
Excellent. You groggily regain consciousness. Make me a luck roll, please.
I hear nothing.
That would be Magda. A luck roll? You hear nothing. All right, yeah, Sam, I hear nothing. Making a luck roll.
I also make the luck roll.
I'm feeling lucky.
Okay. It's not for you. Okay. Sam, roll me a d6, please.
Four.
Okay. You have a thumb left, and that's about it on your right hand. So
you hear a somewhat loud, "Son of a bitch!" Ah!
It's Bird, and you have a thumb hanging on by a shred.
Glavin, we need to get out of here.
I know.
I talked to Barrett. We need to get out of here now.
Shit.
Let's
Did
go.
Did you call the authorities?
Yes. I called an ambulance.
Oh, okay. Have you grabbed everything important in the room?
Everything that looks occult, yes.
Right, let's fuck off. You're driving.
Yeah.
It's about the only time you'll hear him say that phrase.
Well, not from now on when he's just got a thumb on his hand.
Yeah. He can drive automatics.
To the car. Yeah.
So he can drive automatics just fine.
That's true.
All right. So y'all head downstairs to the car. Yep. And pull out as you start to hear sirens faintly approaching. All right. As you're heading away, Dr. Wong, you're driving. Glavin, what are you doing other than clutching your hand?
He's cursing under his breath at the moment. That was a shitstorm. Ow. 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 Yes.
Where will y'all be headed next?
I figure we need to regroup, so I'm going to give Henry a call. I don't know what to do, but I'm going to be calling him anyway. Before he starts breaking into
All
houses.
Right. You catch up with Henry as he's leaving the Walmart, and he's... I'll connect you to. Ring, ring, ring. Click, click. There you go. Y'all are online with each other.
Hey, it's Henry.
Yeah, it's Dr. Wong. We're in some major trouble here. Green's dead.
Oh, hi, Dr. Wong. What?
Green's dead. Glavin's badly hurt.
Shit.
Yeah. We need to. I don't know what we. I don't know what to do. But we're out of the warehouse. We need to regroup.
Okay, well, did anybody see you leave? Could you just go, well...
I don't think so.
Is Glavin going to have to get to the hospital, or can we patch him up someplace someplace secretive?
He's missing a hand.
that's great. What is he thinking? Is he going to the hospital?
Glavin, do you need to go to the hospital?
Probably, but... How the fuck do I explain that I'm missing a hand?
Gas explosion. It happens all the time. You'd be surprised.
Okay.
You'd be absolutely surprised. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I mean, can you live without it? Or are you going to, you know, or is it going to be better? If I don't know.
I'm not that kind of doctor.
At this point in the plan, do you just hold off until... You know, it sounds like your hand's pretty wasted. Is it worth going to the doctor at this point, or are you just bandaging up the well as you can and take care of it later?
Well, I'm kind of got a thumb attached by a piece of skin. I'm going to see a doctor, and I might have to use the gas explosion excuse.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, if you need to get it to the hospital, let's get him to a hospital. It's, you know, he's...
Yeah.
But maybe not... I'm just thinking here. Maybe not the closest hospital.
Yeah.
That'll be fine.
Let's
look for something just outside of town, and we can meet up there and, you know, talk.
Okay.
Okay. Long drive.
All right.
Yeah. So I presumably know this city, so I would probably know this because JPL is nearby.
Yeah, you can pick one out that's distant from there. Yeah. So, All right, we will take you all to a hospital and get Glavin's hand examined, and that will give Dr. Wong some time to look over all these papers and scrolls he grabbed. Hendry, you've got your materials from Walmart and headed back to Hardman's house. Say it's probably about 2 o'clock at this time, accounting for San Francisco lunchtime traffic.
Okay.
Jonathan, your character's cell phone rings, your Delta Green issued cell phone. Ring! I will answer it. Major Fred Wilson, this is Agent Barnett of the FBI. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. Major Wilson, we are in need of your particular talents. We have a situation in the San Francisco area. I know you're on your fishing trip right now. Would you mind assisting us? We have had an agent deceased due to a paranormal circumstance and another gravely injured. We need some experienced leadership to take over this case.
I see. Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, if you could go ahead and head to San Francisco out of character, it just happens you're only an hour outside of San Francisco on a fishing trip. So if you could head to San Francisco, we will have a car waiting for you at the Home Depot parking lot, and it gives you an address. All the relevant information you will need will be on the passenger seat.
Understood.
Thank you. Out of character, Jonathan, you did take a dark secret, and you've got a background and a portrait, so check the house rules and go ahead and take your extra skill points. And I'll count that as a pretty extensive background, so you can take the higher of the skill points on the house rules, okay? Okay.
What cell am I in? What code name do I need to generate?
Well, you'll get to Home Depot. You find the car there, and it's unlocked. It's a Ford Crown Victoria, black, of course.
Yes.
And there is an MP. There's a National Public Radio tote bag sitting on the passenger seat.
Okay.
And tucked inside, you find a printout detailing pretty much everything about the case to this point, about the burning of Agent Garrett's house. The Iraqi Friends of Iraq Society, the deceased Iraqi boy, the warehouse, location of the warehouse, the ownership. I mean, it's pretty much everything that all the agents related to Barnett at this point. And it looks like it was tastily typed out and printed out. You're assigned to cell H, and out of character, you can come up with whatever code name you want for H, but you'll be in H cell. There's an unregistered pistol stuck in there. You've got your an FBI badge. You've got an FBI identification. And you're listed as senior agent.
Okay.
So. And,
God.
So pretty much everything brings you up to speed at this point. It's all printed out on a little paper there. So. And you're given the contact phone numbers for Agent Glavin, Dr. Wong, and Agent Hendry. So at this point, wherever you want to insert yourself, you're welcome to.
Yeah, I will call Hendry. Assuming
Hendry, your phone is ringing.
We're in the same cell.
You're pulling up.
Are we?
Yes. You're in H. He's Hendry, and you're going to be H, whatever.
Hey, this is Hendry.
And,
think of a code name. this is Agent Harvey.
Oh, hi, Harvey. Welcome to the game.
Yes, I'm here to rescue you from this clusterfuck. What the bloody hell is going on here?
I don't know. I actually was doing a report yesterday, and I just got into the clusterfuck as well. It's not good.
Where are they?
It's all burnt up. They're going to the hospital, and I assume that I know which hospital it is, and let him know that.
I would have told you.
I have personally, I was checking out Hardman's house, and I have found that there is something in the backyard. He's got some hole under a gazebo. which needs to be investigated. I was about to try to get into his house so I can look at his computers and try to see if there's any more information I could gather, since it's everybody's pretty much out at work today, and hopefully I can get in and out without much of a problem.
Okay, well, it sounds like you at least know what's going on, unlike these G-Cell idiots. right. I'll head over to the hospital and see what the...
All right.
Do about them.
Welcome aboard, Harvey.
Bloody. Hang up.
So we'll just fast forward. You arrive at the hospital there, and you find Dr. Wong, who you recognize from the description, sitting in the waiting room. He's got a bunch of papers and on his lap. Mm-hmm. And Glavin, you're being seen by a doctor. Sam, if you want to roll – well, actually, I should roll for the medicine. So I'll roll a first aid for the EMT tech. Let's see how much we can recover you. Okay, EMT successfully rolled while you're in the ambulance. Well, actually,
he wasn't.
So you get four. Yeah, you get four back just for the emergency medicine. So how many points were you down, Sam?
I was down four. 10.
It's a D3. Okay, you get 1 point back from the emergency. They initially basically wrap some gauze over it. And then a couple hours later, a doctor will look at it. Ooh, not good. 65. Okay. that's pretty bad. You're missing some fingers. So we'll have to wait.
I think it's infected. We're going to have to take it off at the elbow.
We'll have to wait for another doctor to look at it here. So you're going to be stuck in an ER room for a bit. So let's deal with Wong and Agent Harvey. I assume you introduce yourself there, Agent Harvey.
Yes, I'm
looking
Dr.
at
Wong.
Your intimidating picture.
Dr. Wong.
Yes,
I presume.
Yes, I'm Dr. Yes.
What happened?
Well, are you up to speed on the? We went to the warehouse, and there was. I was out getting the fire extinguisher and the box, and then I heard a gunshot, and when I arrived, Green and Glavin were both on the floor. There was an old man shot between the eyes, and I saw the fireballs were just escaping through the roof.
Right. Okay. Let's take a look at what you found. I'm thinking we should leave Graydon here. Maybe we should head back to our green box and just go over this.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever
you think is best.
Yeah, let's meet up with Agent Hendry as well, and we should plan our next move from there.
Okay. Yeah.
Out of character, I want to send some text over. Should I send this through the chat or should I try to share files? Does everyone have Microsoft Word?
Well, I can open Word files.
If you send the file, I can probably be fine.
I'll try. I don't have Word on this one, but hopefully it'll come up in WordPad.
Okay. I might send that over here in a bit. All right. So, Wong and Harvey, y'all are going to head to the hotel, correct, to look over all this stuff?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And Hendry, you're going to try to break into Hardman's house, correct?
Yeah, I think that's still a good idea. Well,
and Glavin's waiting to get his hand patched up still.
Yes.
All right. All right. Out of curiosity, I don't suppose Wong or Harvey speak Persian at all, do you?
No.
See, I was thinking of having a few points in Arabic, actually.
Yeah, it wouldn't really help. It's Persian, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
I have
Mandarin. Although you do have extra skill points if you wanted to metagame and take a few.
Nah, I don't think. I was thinking, you know, I would have served over in the Gulf, so.
Yeah, Arabic would make most sense. Yeah. Persian would be a bit of a stretch.
I'm going to put those 15 points somewhere. Get off the keyboard. I'm sorry.
Are they still being helpful? all right. I'm going to try to send this thing. I'm going to send through the chat. I'm just going to post to the chat. This is from the book Worshippers of Fire. Okay? So y'all can feel free to read it at your leisure, but this is the book that y'all got from the library. Okay? I just fleshed it out some. All right. There we go. That's quite a book.
Yeah.
All right. Read at your leisure. Don't have to read it right now. Okay. I will go ahead and say this. When Wong and Harvey all arrive at the hotel room and you look at the thing, the paperwork, essentially it's a set, one of them is a set of seven scrolls on very, very old yellowed paper. I mean, it's basically incredibly brittle. It looks like it was handwritten. And in terms of trying to figure out what language it is, y'all would be able – you could make knowledge rolls at half to figure out it's Persian. Otherwise, you'd probably just assume it's Arabic or Sanskrit or something.
93 on my no roll, so no.
You have no idea. It looks like chicken scratch.
29 on my no roll, which – would they say the knowledge roll at half? That's yes. A pass.
Okay, yeah, it's Persian. It looks like a dialect of Persian, but yeah. You obviously don't speak Persian.
No.
Yes.
It's obviously, however, it's obviously Persian.
Well, you do note that there are the other papers that look like they were handwritten as well. It looks like somebody was trying to translate it into English.
Oh.
So, I will send you some information in the chat. Okay, from that.
Yep.
And then I'll read it out loud for the benefit of our listeners. Go back over to Skype. Here comes another dump. This is the English translation of some of the scrolls. Okay. All right. Starting with the letters of Nestor. And then I'll read this. Okay. The letters of Nestor. Here's one of the quotes that has been copied. The night is dark and full of terrors, but the fire burns them all away. Second quote. Yes. All you want, geeks. I stole that for a reason. It fits. Second quote, for on that day all is right. The tower of gold shall become the pillar of fire, and we shall give the call. Let mankind be cleansed by your power. Let the profane know as we know that on this day the fire shall burn, burn so bright into the memory of all men. And this is sort of an out-of-character sum up of what you've got. The Letters of Nestor is a collection of aphorisms and revelations written down by Nestor, the original Mobed. It is the holiest of Nestorian books and is used by the various sects to guide them in their actions as each attempts to tip the balance in the direction they feel best. A collection of seven scrolls, the text is written in some dialect of Persian. It is partly a history describing Nestor's studying of ancient Arabic texts and books, disputes with his followers, and his plans for a glorious future. Apparently, he sought a way to cleanse his beloved religion of the taint of greed that had infected it, and he was drawn to the sacred element of fire, the great cleanser, and thereby found the Lord of Flame. Like their Zoroastrian forebears, Nestorians say prayers five times a day and annually partake in seven different feasts. One of these feasts is devoted to fire and is often celebrated with human sacrifices burned alive by summoned fire spirits. Many Nestorians also make a regular practice of handling live fire spirits as a test of faith, similar to the practices of snake-handling Christian cults in the U.S. As a result, many Nestorians bear unsightly burn scars. And that's about as far as it's been translated into English. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take pictures of the remaining scrolls with my cell phone and send them via encrypted email up the chain of command, whether that's to A cell or B cell, whichever is appropriate.
Excellent.
Good thinking. I think the old man in the warehouse, he had burn scars as well, so he must have been one of these Nestorians.
Okay, well, that makes sense. We need to find out what this Hardman is up to.
So I gave you the summation of the little bit of translation there. You emailed that off to headquarters. Obviously, they're not going to get your translation back in the next 5 minutes. So
I think we should go and provide backup for Agent – I can't get the name straight. Hendry.
Well, if somebody, some people would change their hours to have their names, hint, we could all keep that straight.
Oh, but okay. Hendry is actually, he writes about UFOs, so it kind of fits.
All right. Well, so let's jump back to H. Hendry over here.
Actually, can I just respond to that first?
Go ahead.
I'm not much use breaking into houses. I'd actually rather go back to my lab and analyze the sample of that box I took.
Okay,
you're probably great at breaking into houses. I'm not.
Maybe, yes, if you can do that and possibly drop in on Gladen and see how he's doing later.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay. So we'll leave Agent Harvey driving across town to meet up with Hendry. You pulled up in front of the Hardman's house.
Okay. Actually, can I make a luck roll? I was also just thought about it. Just pick up some overalls and just an empty, large toolbox. Make it look like a handyman of some sort.
I just like to get some signs put on your car, too.
Good.
Find some overalls in the toolbox.
Hey, you know, simple stuff. Okay. So I'm looking like it. I've just pulled up and gonna do the same thing, try to get around back, look like I'm supposed to be there, and get to
hit
either
me with
a
this.
Okay.
Hit me with a sneak roll.
Ooh, that didn't work. 84. Oh, sorry, 48. Excuse me. So, but it's still a fail. By
You should have gotten the van saying Inconspicuous Handyman Incorporated.
There you go. That would take a little bit more time than toolbox, but, you know.
Give me a luck roll.
Okay. 98 out of 75.
98. Nice. Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's great.
You're pulling up. You're getting out of the car. You're sort of starting to amble across the street to the house, and that's when a big SUV with fire department markings pulls up into the driveway.
Excellent.
And out gets a gentleman with rather well built. He's dressed in a suit, has a fire department cap on his head, and starts sauntering up to his opens the garage door and starts sauntering in the house.
Okay. Let's see. I guess I will kind of just wander past his house and wait for him to get inside the house. And I'm going to wander back to my car again. I guess I'll keep an eye for a couple minutes and see if anything weird is going on. If I can see through his window, see if he's doing anything, that sort of thing.
Okay. You could give me a spot hidden, and I'll tell you this, after about 20 minutes, another vehicle pulls up, a little four-door sedan, and parks in the garage, and a woman gets out.
Okay. Spot hidden is a fail, so that's a 57 out of 45. And actually, what I will do is take down both the license plates for both of these cars.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say this. At this point, by the time Harvey arrives, they're both still in the house and have not come back out.
Right. Okay.
Eventually will drive up next to you or behind you, and you're just sitting there staring at somebody's house, and there's two people are in it. Because I don't think you've ever seen Hardman. You don't know who he is, what he looks like.
No, so, I have no idea who it is, right? I'm assuming, since I know that he works for the fire department, that I can assume that that's him. I will actually give, rather than get out of the car and talk to him, I will call Agent Harvey and say, well, they showed up. They showed up, Harvey.
Okay.
Yeah, Harvey, it's obvious that, you know, there's a fire department SUV parked in the driveway, and there's a car in the garage now, so they're home.
Okay.
It looks like his wife is home as well.
Well, how are we gonna approach this? We go in and take them down? We know they're involved in this. We need to shut this down.
Yeah. Well, actually, I guess first off, we'll run a check on the other plates. We'll see if that's his wife or something else, so we at least know who is in there.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a call back in a second. I just gotta give a quick wave out of the back, like I'm. I guess that would be my thought is to call in to Barnett and or whoever would be appropriate to do a check on the other license plate that just drove in and try to figure out who that is.
I'm not sure how to run it, so just make a library/internet use roll.
Okay.
I would probably be the easiest thing to do.
Okay. 23/65.
Okay, the success means it'll come back rather quickly. Yes, the car is registered to Felicia Hardman. That would be Robert Hardman's wife. So they're both in the – obviously the SUV you know belongs to the fire department because it's got the markings all over it. So.
Right. Okay. Okay. Sure. Yeah, I will give another ring back. Yep, that's the wife of the pair. Any ideas on possibly getting these guys out of here so we can?
What did you mention something about something outside in their garden?
Yeah, there's a gazebo in back, and there's a hole beneath it. It's hiding a hole of some sort. So, but I think it'd be very obvious if we wander back here in daylight and tried to do this. Do we have enough to take down Hardman?
Well, not legally, no, but...
Yeah. Well, we know that doesn't issue, matter, but, so... I'll do my best to back you up if this comes to this, but I'm not much of a field guy, so I will...
It would be slightly ironic if we burnt their house down, wouldn't it?
It would be. How about this? Is there some way that we could get a distraction to get Hardman called away?
Can I just call in a favor from an old army colleague and get an airstrike?
Yeah, that would have a bad idea. That would work.
Okay, let's. Shall we wait for nightfall and tempted? Well, okay. We either go in now and we just go in guns blazing, or we...
That worked so well last time.
Yes. I would be more comfortable with a slightly larger team at my back.
I would agree. I'm not much of a gunslinger myself. Maybe we can find out some more about these other people while we're making our next move.
Yeah.
Planning our next move.
So what is the decision that the two of you are going to do?
I want to investigate this thing in the garden, but might be best if we wait until they're out the next day. Okay, let's...
Let me ask it this way. How long are you... The two, Agent Harvey and Henry, how long are y'all going to sit out there in the street in your cars?
How long until nightfall? Until it's
Well, it's July of 2014, so, you know, the sun's not going to be set until it's out. Friggin' 8:30, 9 o'clock, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Let's drive off. We're looking.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Why don't you wait about 10 minutes after I pull away, and we'll do that. How about that?
Yes, this isn't my first
Once y'all here. Drive... Once y'all drive off, where will y'all be headed?
I guess why don't we meet at the hospital? At least we can maybe we could discuss with Glavin. Maybe he has some ideas as well.
Okay, so y'all head to the hospital.
Place anywhere.
Okay, because he has such great ideas.
Let me hop over to Dr. Wong real fast. Dr. Wong, you're going to go to your lab at the university, correct?
JPL. Yeah.
All right. It's a JPL, and you're gonna take the box with you.
I'm gonna take the sample.
We don't have
to
roleplay you driving.
I'm gonna take the sample of the box, not the entire
box. Oh, that's right. Okay. And you're gonna use the mass spec and all those.
Yeah, I suspect that. I mean, obviously, wood or paint can't contain any kind of plasma ball. That's obvious. Okay. So I suspect that there's some sort of a carbon nanotube coating to the wood. And I'm gonna find out if that's the case.
I think the best roles for this would be chemistry and physics. And I'll, since you have access to your equipment at the lab, you can add 20% to both roles.
Cool.
So.
Okay. So first, chemistry. 72, which is a pass.
Okay, go ahead and check that.
And physics at 87, which is a pass.
And check that if you haven't checked it already.
Cool.
Okay. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. The box, because I'm not a scientist like that, so I'm just going to break it down into out-of-character knowledge for you.
Yep.
What you find out is it is wood. I mean, it's – you can't tell what type of wood, obviously, but it is normal tree wood. You know, it's slightly aged, and there's no painting on it. It's been carved by hand. There's nothing special to it, but the inside of it, where you took the sample, was subjected to such a high level of heat, it should have burned away. There is no reason that it should be intact. I mean, it looks like a scorch mark, but you can tell by the heat level it was subjected to. There is no accelerant of any kind. There's no fuel that was burned, like acetylene or anything like that. But the heat level was so high into the kelvins, it should have burned this entire thing up. There is no reason it should not. It should still be intact.
Yeah. So basically, this doesn't make any sense to me. No, exactly.
No. There is no scientific reason it should not have burned away.
Sand loss.
If you want to roll a sand,
that actually sounds appropriate. It does sound appropriate.
Give me a sand check.
93. So that's a fail.
Nice. Well, that's not a bad break at 96. You don't get hit with the max, but we'll do the disturbed level, which would be a 3. So let's say you take 2 points of sand as your brain tries to wrap around this and it is failing.
Yeah.
So 2 points of sand there.
It doesn't make any sense.
Can I get a journal article out of this? Possibly. I don't know.
Yes, that's...
Okay, once you're...
That's a good point.
Obviously, this sort of science-y stuff takes a while. So we'll probably say you'll be done about 5, 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
After you're done being science-y, what would you do next?
Well, I'm going to go back to... Because I don't have anything else to analyze, I'm going to do as we said and go back to the hospital.
Okay, you're going to meet back at the hospital. All right. Let's jump over to the to Agents Hendry and Harvey and Agent Glavin. We're going to say at this point for the three of you, it's going to be late afternoon, probably at this point maybe 3:30.
There's one thing I want to do before back to the hospital, actually.
Okay. Let me roll past to the doctor because at this point Agent Glavin's getting a second opinion on his hand. Oh, 53. Excellent. All right. And good news, Agent Glavin, you get another 3 points back from the doc.
Nice. I am now up for a grand total of 6 hit points.
That's halfway decent.
That's fighting fit. Back into active service.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So the doctor, right, you know, basically they look over your hand, you manage to reattach your thumb, and bandage it and splint it. They point out, well, without your other fingers, and obviously it's burned, you're going to be a lefty from now on. So they bandage it up nicely. They suggest skin grafts in a couple of days after the healing has taken place. So that's about as all they can do for you at this point. They whack you full of some painkillers and antibiotics. And other than that, you're ready to go. So Agent Harvey, there's something you wanted to do before you got to the hospital?
Yeah, I want to stop by a hardware store and buy about, let's say, 6 miniature fire extinguishers. You know, the sort of portable kinds you keep in the back of a car or something. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you won't have a problem getting the fire extinguishers. Just give me a luck roll to see how many you get. So, see if you get all 6.
No, I fail.
Ooh, all right. Then why don't you throw a D6 and see exactly how many you find at the hardware store?
4.
Okay, there you go. 4 fire, 4 mini fire extinguishers.
That will do. Okay. And I will.
Other than that, I will put you all back in the hospital with Agent Glavin. So, y'all are joined up. Agent Glavin, you're being discharged unless you want to linger overnight. I think you will.
And
Agent Hendry comes striding in, and y'all meet up in the waiting room there at the hospital. So,
what Shit, do our Glavin, first you look horrible. Agents? You look absolutely horrible. I'm sorry. How are you feeling? You look worse than I do.
He holds up his now defunct right hand. I haven't seen better days, but according
it
to
is.
The question...
His right hand is swaddled in gauze. I mean, it's like a club of gauze.
I'm sure he'll heal up. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
I've seen better days, but according to the quacks, I'll be fine. Down a few fingers.
Medical technology. Wonderful. Excellent.
Yes.
Well, hey, actually, I actually wanted to get onto the internet quickly. When I was thinking on the way over, why don't we try to find some fire suppression technology? So I know there's like those, you know, outlet stores for fire and police and that sort of thing. I'm kind of like thinking, get on the internet, check around for, you know, protection, body protection / putting out fire, you know, like maybe a backpack type thing.
Have I arrived to the hospital?
I'll bring you in here shortly. Okay. Sure. Why don't you finish telling me what you were going to look up, Corey?
Yeah, just basically trying to find one of those fire and emergency outlet stores that they have around. I don't know. They have them in Illinois. I don't know about other places. But, just trying to pick up try to get us some clothes that will kind of minimize our damage if we do run into one of these things again.
Okay.
That would be coats and
that'd be called bunker gear.
I'm sorry?
It's called bunker gear, what firefighters wear.
Ah, and there you go.
It's not truly fireproof, it's fire resistant, exactly. But yeah.
Just so it'll help.
Minimize. Yeah, we can do that. So you'll be looking at that, and then at some point y'all want to go get that. Is there anything else that y'all are going to do? Because I'm trying to kill about 3 hours to get you meet up with Dr. Wong. He's going to want to meet up with you guys.
I guess the other thing I would want to do is try to look up Felicia and see if she's got any strange weirdness in her past cuter looks.
That would be for Felicia, library internet use role. And then for the equipment, that would be probably 2 luck rolls. So,
for who? I'm sorry?
For the equipment, there would be 2 luck rolls.
Okay. First one, I guess, was for Felicia because I was rolling for the library use. I got an 85, so I don't think that's not going to make it. Luck rolls, wow. I just rolled in an odd one. So the first one I would find.
Well, make a note of that on your luck that you roll an odd one because that might increase your power later.
Wow. So. Oh, wow. That's nice to know. Okay. So let me... Look, I'll do an eye. Okay. And then second one, 24 out of 75.
Okay. You basically find an outlet store, and you'll have to leave the hospital and go there. So y'all might want to tell Dr. Wong where to meet you guys. But they've got everything you're going to want. So fire extinguishers, bunker gear, et cetera.
Okay. Well, I'll throw that out as an idea to the rest of the group. I'm being paranoid, of course, but obviously if there's better things that should be done, I'm okay with that too.
No. Fire suppression gear is good. Very, very good. Yes.
Are you also jacked up on painkillers right now?
Yes.
All right. If y'all want to do this, let's just y'all tell Dr. Wong to meet you at this outlet store. Emergency supplies are us, let's call it. And y'all can all meet up there. And since you rolled so well, like, I'm just going to say you find everything you want. I mean, they've got the jackets firefighters wear. They've got the oxygen masks. They've got fire extinguishers. They even have the fire grenades, which I just read about, which are really cool. Ooh. So Yeah, it's basically it's a disc you hurl and it explodes and showers foam everywhere. And it can basically extinguish a burning.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's only because you basically rolled so well with that impale. It's like whatever you want, you're going to have access to.
Yeah.
By the way, those grenades, Graven adds an extra dozen to the trolley.
Yeah. You need several each, I think.
Yeah, she's like.
Well, they're quite large. They're not like the size of a hand grenade. It's probably about the size of a briefcase. I mean, they're quite big, and so don't think like hand grenade. Think more like it's a briefcase, so or the size of a laptop computer.
Okay.
So, yeah, so and I won't be able to. I'm probably not a good person to be holding one of those, but not very strong.
Neither's Glaven.
Well, it's better than a gun, I guess. But yeah. All right.
Right. So, y'all are all joined together. The whole group's back together at the emergency supplies R Us store.
Why? What are you purchasing?
Oh, Dr. Wong, it's nice to meet you in person. We need to, obviously these fire things look pretty deadly. We want to protect ourselves as well as we can.
They're not fire.
It'll do something rather than my jean jacket. So.
Okay, sure. I just analyzed the sample from the box. It doesn't make any sense. Physics, as we know it, does not explain it. The box.
Yes, you're going to have to get used to that, Doctor.
The box should have been burned up. It's not, obviously. It's just a wooden box. And it should have burned up. It was way, way too hot. But it's not burned up. So that's new. Maybe I can write a paper about it.
That's an excellent outlet for your questions. That's excellent.
I'll whisper to whoever's next to me, you can write a paper, you just can't publish it.
I have no idea what's going to work on this fire. I can tell you that it's really, really hot. So, I mean, big fire suppression suits are probably not going to do that much.
Well, whatever Agent Green was wearing.
Yeah, I suppose.
Bullets don't work.
Obviously not.
No, I tried firing on one of these fire things before and didn't work.
Well, yes. So, okay, do we have any sort of plan? Catch it in the box and kill it?
I pull out a fire extinguisher. This is my plan.
Okay, maybe we should. Have you considered using something like halon?
What now?
Halon gas.
I just have a blank look on my face.
Halon gas. You can if you have a fire in some sort of say a building, you can flood the building with halon, and it'll extinguish the fire.
Would the
anyone in the building would die? Yes.
Right, but would anybody would that be available in large quantities for? I mean, because
yes, it's probably. I suppose it's available to the FBI. I mean, it's available to private businesses.
Excellent.
Yeah, but that's not something you're going to get in a portable form. I mean, that's something you install into a building fire suppression system. You know, you don't just walk around with a tube of halon.
No, that's true. But maybe I'm thinking maybe we could.
I could be wrong.
Maybe we could use say if we trap one of these things in a box, maybe we could use halon to kill it.
I think that's great if we can get a portable container that we can do it with. I'm all up for that.
Suppose it can be stored in a gas tank?
I think it would have to be pressurized, I would think. I mean, that's...
Yes.
Of all of you characters, Dr. Wong would have the best chance of getting a hold of something like that, and that would definitely be a luck roll on Dr. Wong's part.
Sure.
So
I can roll. I mean we should probably out of have character.
I could be wrong. Maybe you can get a Halon fire extinguisher, but as far as I know, they're installed in buildings.
Yes, there's no Halon fire extinguishers. It's installed in buildings. Yes, but I mean the gas would be available somehow. Obviously, 96. Yeah, so
would be something.
I'm not lucky. I rolled 96 for my luck.
Roll
96.
I keep 96. Yes. Oh, how can we take advantage? Well, you're not stupid, so you wouldn't pick the wrong gas, but
jeez.
Because I could have so much fun. We have a barrel of hydrogen you can have. let's just say you can get access to Halon, but you would have to drive out of the city to get it. So
okay, yes. Well, I know where we can get it, but it would take a while. It's not nearby.
It would be available the next day. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Presumably, we have some at some offsite thing for JPL.
All right. So y'all are standing around. The emergency supplies are us store. What's the plan here?
Yeah.
Where do we want to get
the fire extinguishers? And these grenade things, and go in and just shoot Hardman until he's dead. Because I'm getting pissed off with this.
Although, if we're talking,
anyone
about...
have any better plan?
yes, I do. If we're talking about just murdering somebody, let's wait until tomorrow and flood his house with Halon. Any fire creatures he has. Hopefully can't really get there, and he'll just die in his sleep.
That's actually not a bad plan.
And then we have all the data as well.
Yes, the Halon gas will vent out after a while, and yeah.
We have gas masks.
That's true. That's
you have to wait.
That's true, but Halon is actually slightly dangerous too. You shouldn't get in there until it's vented.
Look at me, Wong. Look at me.
Okay, so what is the exactly? I mean, if your decision is over here,
if we're just trying to murder him, it's not going to be traceless. That's for sure. But
personally, I would rather not kill the wife if she's not involved, but whatever you want to do. I mean,
do we even know that he controls these things? He might just be, that might be why he had the old man and the boy. Maybe he needs someone to do it for him for some reason.
We can assume we did see that there was a fire truck that showed up before the last fire, so that could have been him, but we've never seen him with a box, have we? Did that video show that at all? Didn't multiple people walk out? Is there any way that we could figure out who the people were that were leaving on that film?
For those who viewed the video, and they would have related it to you, to Agent Hendry, the only one who hasn't seen it at this point is Harvey. In the video, it shows people leaving the warehouse temple, and most of them are white people, white men. They get into a black Ford F-150 and drive off, and then the young boy, the adolescent boy, the Iraqi boy comes out later with a box, straps it to the back of a little moped, and drives off. But you never saw the white males leave with a box.
Oh, okay. I thought I had heard that. Okay, cool.
And the second video was of a fire on the waterfront of the harbor, and it was you couldn't make out details. It was just backlit, but you did see the truck, pickup truck, and the kid leave on a boat from the scene of that fire. So,
okay.
I hear typing in the background.
Sorry, that's me. Taking notes.
They're sending
notes.
Private messages to each other.
Yes, we're secretly partying against the GM. They're going to try Rocks for fall. One full Henderson.
Rocks fall. Everyone dies.
Damn!
We okay.
Negative Henderson.
Could we kidnap this guy otherwise?
The herding instinct is coming up here. Come on. Ah. I need to herd y'all.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so what do we want to do? Do we want to wait, or do we want to try to get in there and try to figure out what's in that in the hole beneath the gazebo tonight without being detected?
I guess we need to take down all of these people. If we just kill or get rid of Hardman, then someone else will take over. So we need some evidence.
Can we gather them in one place?
Then kill them? We only know of two members of this cult. Well, three members of this cult. Hardman, who's alive. The old man from Iraq that Hardman had brought over from Iraq, who was shot in the head by Agent Green before he could say anything. And the kid who died in the forest fire.
But can't we?
The only...
You guys work for the FBI. Can't we just like tail him or tap his phone or get some secret microphones or whatever to just find out what he's doing?
I'll ignore that. And
I mean, like spy things like you see in movies.
God damn it, Doctor! This isn't.
Well, how about this? How about what is Hendra? Or excuse me. What is Hardman's true occupation? Is there some way that we could call in a couple favors and have him called out at night somehow?
Out of character, you know, he is the head investigator of the arson investigation unit for San Francisco Fire Department.
Well, we could start a fire.
Is there? Well, we could do. Well, but is he going to be called in? Is there some way that we can orchestrate a fake investigation? That
Dr. Wong, how many have you lost?
Dr. Wong.
It's the obvious way to. Of course, we shouldn't burn anything that would kill anyone. But
would he be called to investigate it though?
Suspected arson, I assume.
Can I?
He's the arson investigator.
Barnett.
Okay.
Or
yes.
Arnett, is it?
Barnett.
I want to find out what happened at the warehouse after we left. What the status of the organization's cleanup is.
Okay. Ring, ring. Barnett, go.
This is Agent Harvey.
Harvey. What is the sit rep right now?
Well, not so good. Names. Gladen's lost a hand, but he's up and about.
Well, that's a blessing.
Yeah, the doctor's pretty shaken by what he's seen. Not sure. He's starting to ask questions. I want to know...
Are your covers still intact regarding the doctor? Does he still believe that y'all are FBI agents?
Oh, well, yes.
Good. Good. Then just keep him managed. We need to limit his amount of information. At this point, Dr. Wong's exposure to the conspiracy is starting to edge on to the unacceptable. If he goes too far into understanding what's truly going on, we may have to bring him in full fold.
Yes. Well, right now, I'm more worried about this Hardman and...
Yes, the arson.
What happened at the warehouse? Is there any update?
The clusterfuck at the warehouse. Your teammates left at the warehouse. Yes, after the EMS showed up, so did the police, San Francisco police, who started asking a lot of questions. obviously Agent Green's identities, much like yours, was not real, but we had to delete his fingerprints from the APHIS system. So right now they're dealing with an FBI impersonator who's murdered a Iraqi refugee in some sort of temple. So we're trying to write it off to a bizarre hate crime at this point. That's the angle we're going for to try to bury this.
Okay.
But if there's any way you can avoid involving any more, I don't know, Iraqi citizens or religious citizens, please, religious believers, please, at this point, because we don't want to create any sort of trail that would connect these two.
Mm. Well, right now we're pretty sure that Hardman is somewhere at the top of this this little organization. But we don't.
Do you have any proof that can connect him with it?
I'm trying to think now. Apart from the fact he owns the warehouse, he has
circumstantial at best. I mean, for you and I, obviously, that's, you know, extra legally, that's a good connection to follow up on. But if this were to come to anything legal wise, it's just not enough to stand on. I mean, and have you actually seen him doing anything overtly paranormal or using any hypergeometric principles? Has that been witnessed at all by anybody?
No.
And then unfortunately, you don't have much to go on. You're going to need some more intelligence at this point before you move.
Understood. Okay. Right. I've run out of things to say, so I'll just... okay.
Good.
Well,
I do have other cells to manage at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Click.
Yeah. Right. Okay. We have a not really marching orders, but we need to find out what this Hardman's up to, and I think we're going to need to go into his house. Let's wait until he leaves tomorrow. And the house is empty. And head in then. Unless anyone has a better idea.
No,
screw it. I don't care. I'm in charge. That's what we're doing. Senior agent. I flashed my
dad. All right, let's. All right. So,
should I drive out to get some hail on?
Okay, yeah, go on then.
Can't hurt.
Yeah.
How about
would it actually be it wouldn't be a halon fire extinguisher, it would be just some kind of
a gas tank,
large
basically.
Tank, like a pressure tank.
Yes.
But would that really be enough to flood an entire house?
Yeah.
I should think so, yes.
Okay. Maybe that could be the backup plan. Rather than,
I mean, we don't need to use it for the house. We could use it for, say, if there's fire things below the gazebo or whatever, or flooding things in the boxes.
Yeah. Okay. I think we need to stay together this time and make sure that if one of these things does come, then we're definitely not going to attack it with our pistols.
Just makes sense to me.
And shaking my head.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right.
Because who would do something stupid like that?
Hear the moment. It's all right.
Well, the thing is, I've made an idea roll and failed it. Which is why...
Yeah, that still makes you an idiot.
I know that makes me an idiot. I'm just explaining how he was so idiotic.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, it's
I'm referring to your character, you understand.
I completely understand. It's just, I've made an idea roll to see whether pistol whipping... whether I thought that pistol whipping at the fire monster was a good idea or not. He failed the idea roll.
No matter how you explained it, That's how you explain it. You're not going to live this one down, okay?
No. It's the kind of stupid shit I never expect to live down. I've explained the situation to my friends, and they're not letting me live it down.
So what is the plan here?
All right. Sounds like we're waiting till tomorrow, huh? Do we want to set some sort of watch on these guys at Hardman at night and try to see if he makes any moves tonight? So in case another fire happens to come out. Take shifts about 6 hours or something.
I wouldn't object. What do you think, Harry?
Sure. Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
But don't engage him.
Hell no.
Do you want me to do shifts as well?
No.
Good. Like I said, I'm not that kind of doctor.
He'll call the police.
No.
Cool. That sounds good to me. I think we should keep an eye on this guy.
Okay, so who's going to take the first shift?
I will.
Yeah, I should probably go in the morning since I've been most visible. At night since I've been most visible. So.
Okay. So. Nice. Agent Harvey, you're headed over to Hardman's house?
I suppose I'm driving...
Dr. Wong?
Driving out to wherever I can get Halon.
You're going to go get the Halon, so you're headed on a road trip. I guess Glavin and Hendry, you're headed back to the hotel?
Yes.
I'm going to go to sleep because, you know, I've had a bad day.
You deserve it.
Okay.
You deserve it. Get some sleep.
All right. So, Harvey, you head over to Harvin's house. All right, and up in front. I'm going to say it's probably getting close to sunset. So you park out front around, say, 9:30, sun's gone down. And you see the garage door. The garage door is still open, and the door inside the garage opens. And you see three people highlighted by the backlight come out, and they're headed to the SUV. And it's a man, it's a woman, and it's a child. And you recognize Hardman's photo.
Oh.
And,
okay.
You can give me an idea roll. I really shouldn't make a roll for this, but just to give me an idea roll. And then give me a listen roll at half.
Okay.
Because assuming you probably got the windows down.
Idea was quite a good success. Oh, no, actually. My idea is low, but it's a success. So.
Okay, unlike your last character who could never fail.
Yes, my current character has an idea of 40. That's giving you a good idea.
And then you can give me a listen at half, because the distance. Half. You're parked across the street from them. You're trying not to be obvious.
Oh, yes. 08.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Is that impale? What's your skill?
My skill is 45.
I think that's an impale. Yep, you impale. Yeah. Put an ox to your listen, good sir. Now we have to start checking skills on your new character.
Yay.
Okay, you have to automatic impale. Okay, here's what happens. So they walk out, and they're walking to Hardman's big fire department SUV.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was for they're all dressed to the nines. I mean, they're dressed up. The woman's in a very nice dress. You know, she's got a handbag. Probably a hat. The little girl's dressed up in some little frilly thing. He's dressed in his best fire department uniform. And it's almost like they're going to church. I mean, that's how nice, or a funeral or something. It's after sunset. It's probably about 9:30.
Okay.
And you can hear drifting across the street. You hear the little girl saying, "Daddy, are we going to meet God?" And you hear the man say, "Yes, sweetheart, we are. We're going to meet the Lord tonight." And they all get in the SUV, and doors slam, and the SUV starts up. And it backs out and leaves the driveway and heads down the street. And the garage door is going down.
Against my Oh, damn it, I'm going to tail them.
Do you have... Did you take any points in tradecraft?
I did, yes.
Okay, it's going to be... It's a double roll. It's a drive roll for the actual tailing, and then it's a tradecraft roll to be unobtrusive while you're tailing them. So.
Okay. Success at the tradecraft.
Excellent.
Come on, why didn't I put any points in drive? Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put those extra 15 points because I activated them in drive. Can I do that?
Yes, I'll let you bet a game a little bit there.
Oh, yes, 25. I would have passed. Oh, no. Right, the base
check,
is 20.
Check
so.
Both tradecraft and drive.
Yes, that was
okay.
Good spend.
All right, you tail them unobtrusive. Make sure you leave a car or two between you. You weave in and out of traffic. And the drive is going to take probably about 15 to 20 minutes. Is there anything to do while you're driving?
Yes. I'm going to phone the others and let them know what I'm doing.
Do you want us to join you, Agent Harvey?
You're on the mic. You're on the mic with Glavin and
Yeah, I will tell them what I witnessed. So they were all getting in the car. There's a kid as well. They're on their way to meet God, and that doesn't sound good.
Do you want backup, Harvey?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the general direction I'm going in. I'm going to leave the line open.
Well, here's a question, Harvey. Would it be a good idea for me to try to get into the house while they're gone and try to get into those computers?
Yes. But
so,
I'm slightly concerned they might have some kind of protection. What if they left something there?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't I do the attempt? I'll board if anything looks wrong. And then you give me a call immediately if they make a move to drive out of the where their location is.
Is there any way we can maybe keep a line open? You know, sort of Bluetooth headsets and...
Sure. Is anyone going to tell Dr. Wong what's going on? Because he's headed out of town because of his failed uproar. He's got to go out of town to go get that.
I give him a quick call to let him know what's going on as I'm heading out the door. And so, the Hardmans are going to meet... Hey, Doc Wong?
Yes?
The Hardmans are going to meet God. We'll get back to you.
Okay, yes. That sounds good.
Oh, dear.
You know best.
Wong comes back. Rest of the party is dead.
So what is continue on?
Anyway,
let's continue. Okay. So, Harvey, you follow them. Eventually, you come to a stop. They pull up in front of the Bank of America Tower. Now, I said at the very first session, out of character, that I am kind of modifying the geography of San Francisco, okay? So I have put the Bank of America Tower in the center of San Francisco. So all you San Franciscans listening to this, yes, I know what I'm doing, okay? All right, so Harvey, you pull up behind the parked in front of the Bank of America Tower, and they get out of the SUV. And the valet, and the valet takes the keys, and they get a ticket from the valet, and they walk inside and head in the front doors.
Okay. Are other people doing the same thing? Is there some kind of event on?
You can sit there in your car and watch for a few minutes?
Yes.
Okay. You do see a couple more cars arrive, a couple of limos as well. And people get out, the valet take their ticket, and people go and head in. So I'll say 10 minutes pass while you're doing this. And obviously you phoned home, so Hendry is headed to the Hardman's house. Glavin's headed to you, and I don't know what the hell Dr. Wong is doing. So do you continue to sit there and wait?
I'm going to pull out my phone and Google the date Bank of America Tower, see if I can find out if some kind of event's happening. Is this like some kind of fancy fundraiser or something?
Use role, please.
Internet use.
For internet use role?
What's the base?
It's library use.
It's under your investigative skill for internet use base.
Sorry, I'm using a different character sheet here.
Five.
5%. You 5%. Is that sorry?
Wow.
No. What is the base?
You were breaking 25.
25, right. Okay. 25. 10.
25. Nice. Check it. All right. You find out tonight in the Carnelian Room, which is at the top floor, the 52nd floor, there's the meeting of the United States Chamber of Commerce, heads of Chamber of Commerce. And it's going to be attended at a gala fun. It's a gala function, so there'll be lots of high-level leaders, CEOs, heads of commerce. So a veritable who's who of wealthy.
Right. Okay, I will pass this on to the others. Okay, well, we can probably get in with our FBI credentials. Question so, is, what are we so going I've to been... do?
So I've been so called
call Hendry.
If we've still got this line open, then I will be telling them this as I find it out.
Yeah, actually, I'm in a different place than Glavin, so I guess we can do a three-way call. That would work, I guess. Yeah. Modern technology. Wow. that sounds like a prime target for the rich. And it sounds like the Nestars are not too happy with them. So this sounds very strange. This could be an ambush.
Yeah.
Okay. Agent Glavin, and you're still headed across town to be at the Bank of America Tower. Since we're about coming up to 4 o'clock here, I guess let me go ahead and head into wrap-up mode real fast.
Okay.
Because I know it's getting late for you out there, Jonathan and Magnus.
Yeah.
So. Okay, here's what happened. After about 10 more minutes, all of a sudden, fire engines start showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Pumper trucks, hook and ladder trucks, even an EMS truck. And all told, there's about four fire vehicles that show up and pull up into the driveway where the valley is. They've all got their lights flashing. And firemen hop out in full bunker gear, you know, the gas, oxygen masks, their jackets, they've got axes. They start pulling out equipment like pikes, axes and hammers, all the stuff they need. And walk up. The valet seems very confused. And one of them, kind of hits to slap someone in the back and leads him in through the door. You're watching all this. And they all head inside. So. That's what you see. And Glavin is headed towards you. Dr. Wong, I think, I don't know, did anyone tell him to turn around, or he's still headed out of town?
No, I'm still heading out of town.
Okay, and Hendry, you're at the Hardman's house. Do y'all want to call it quits here? Do y'all want to do anything? Should I try to get Hendry in the house real fast? What do you want to do?
We leave it as a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Hendry is going to bust in the Hardman's house. Glavin and Harvey are left wondering. Well, Glavin's on the way. Harvey's like, what the hell is going on? Wong headed out of town for a tanker.